This recording, Missouri 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter for the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered an ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this, of course, treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Childhood memory, or like something funny? Alright, anything? Alright, during the summer I did a play called Midsummer Night's Dream. I was a fairy in it. Yeah, I got to like wear really weird clothes and makeup and dance around really weird. It was fun. And I remember they had a carpet on stage, like the first night we used to go around sliding on it and everything. But the second night they decided to put carpet holder on it, or like some type of like glue or something on the bottom so it would not move for anything. I didn't know that, they didn't tell me. So I tried to make my opening entrance, so I ran and I jumped on it, and it didn't move at all. And I flipped forward and slammed into the set, which it didn't feel so good, and it freaked out everybody downstairs. But I got up and tried to act like I planned it, so it's quite funny. Any other funny theater stories? Alright, another one I did was called Streets of Jerusalem. I was Jesus Christ. I kind of looked like Tommy Chong, though, so it was kind of funny. I remember, like, our only performance, and I was in the tomb, but it was only like maybe, it was about 3 foot tall tops, and it was about 3 foot wide or so, so I had to squeeze my body in there. And the thing was, my clothes I was supposed to put on was on the other side of the gym and everything like that. And my friend, which was a pilot, which he got done doing something, he had to go wash some stuff off his hands, and, he was also my makeup person, so he was doing my blood, and I had to, like, wash it off, and I had to change my costume. And the thing was, I only had, like, 2 minutes to do it. And he came, and he's like, "Where's the costume?" I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Oh, man." So he ran across the whole gym, grabbed the costume, had to run back, and we got done, like, 2 seconds before my cue. But I had to throw back on my wig and everything like that, and I had to fix my hair, even though when I came out, it looked kind of weird, but, oh well.